Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 17th of August, and it's mostly sunny on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says times of sun and clouds with a thunderstorm this afternoon and partly cloudy with a thunderstorm over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 25 to high 33 with heat index on 47 degrees Celsius. Possibility of precipitation is 52%. Southern winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 8%. Our good friend and sister Petra Janko left her body early yesterday morning in Pondy's General Hospital. We understand that she was with her husband who lives in Pondy and felt unwell, after which she was taken to the hospital. Hailing from Germany, Petra joined Auroville in 1999 and lived in Auroville. Most of us know her for her quiet and dependable way in which she coordinated Inside India's travel shop for a great many years. Mr. Hari, her husband, has indicated that he will take care of her further proceedings. The community will be informed via Auronet if and when information reaches us. Be well, Petra, and thank you for having been with us. Tonight at 7 p.m. you have another chance to see an excellent scenes from Sri Aurobindo Savitri at Unity Garden in Matri Mandir at 7 p.m. They have tried their exploration of Savitri to create an atmosphere that would evoke ancient times and spaces at a time when and where to perform was to touch the sacred. They consider the Unity Garden of the Matri Mandir as the most appropriate setting to help them in their search. Sri Aurobindo Savitri is a sacred revelation that they try again and again to penetrate and grow close to it. In this experiment, they have explored four moments: Ashwapati's invocation to the Divine Mother, meeting of the two, Savitri and Satyavan, meeting with Narad, and dialogue with death. Tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Teacher Center in Sarah's Complex, the Teacher Center invites Auroville teachers and parents to conversation on integral education, and this week they will be offering a workshop on different learning styles. Through the workshop, teachers will be able to identify their own learning styles and also understand the experimental learning cycle. The workshop will be led by Lina and Sheva. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Pitanga Samasthi, we can see an integral yoga video screening and exploration. Between 16 to 22nd of August, Savitri study sessions by Dr. Alok Pandey at Sri Aurobindo Society in Society House in Pondicherry. There are also exhibitions held at the occasion of Sri Aurobindo's birthday. And between 12 to 20th, Rishayan exhibition on seers and sages India in Ashram Exhibition Hall between 9:30 a.m. to 11:30, and in the afternoon between 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. At Savitri Bhavan, there are on display three exhibitions from 1st to 30th of August. One is painting by Huta, guided and inspired by the mother, with corresponding text from Savitri. And the second one is Sri Aurobindo's life sketch in photograph, glimpses of the mother. And Savitri Bhavan, it's open between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. except Sundays. On Wednesday, 19 of August, between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Les Zephyr Café in Visitor Center, Auroville Board of Services Service Support Team invites to an annual services gathering to getting together to share about Auroville services. And from BCC, the working committee has informed us that an amount in order of 10 lakhs will be made available by the Auroville Foundation for repair and maintenance of Auroville's public buildings. BCC hereby requests all caretakers of public buildings to submit detailed proposal to its estimate for the same. All final requests along with estimates can be sent to BCC office at auroville.org in with subject line reading public building maintenance by no later than 31st of August. Pitanga comes a following note. A community garden has just been completed in Pitanga, which will be used as a tool in promoting food and body consciousness. Pitanga team would like to acknowledge the kind support of Auroville Consultancy, gratitude to Martin for the inspiration for its creation, Prakash for coordination of execution, J Jacob and Martin for design, Jisoo Seoko knitting, and also the students from the Korean Traveling School for on-site work. Special thanks to Ahil for giving pineapple plants and Buddha Garden Sustenance Farm Botanical Garden for various saplings, and to Worker, whose exhibition recipes helped cover the cost of materials such as granite pillars and drip irrigation. They would also like to take this opportunity to thank our consultancy for their ongoing support of Pitango over the past 2 years in helping them increase efficiency with energy and water audits, with their recent Siena signage and informational materials. September 21st is the International Day of Peace. And for the past 2 years, the Unity Pavilion have been approached by Orovillians, Ashramites and people from outside wanting to contribute to their efforts towards peace with objects, paintings, poems and other things made as a research for peace or dedicated to peace. Unfortunately, as Unity Pavilion is not a museum and does not have enough space to display all these wonderful works, they have to decline such offers. However, in honor to the International Peace Day on September 21st and the continuing work of peace with the Hall of Peace, they now have a unique opportunity and request. For 1 month, they would like to open the space of the Unity Pavilion main hall for any such offerings relating to the theme of peace. They're happy to receive paintings, sculptures, songs, poetry, children's drawing and artwork of all variety. Any artists and schools that would like to create some paintings or artwork are welcome. Anyone who is inspired to think and write down thoughts or reflections about peace are welcome. All are also welcome to contribute to this month-long event. During this time, they invite everyone to keep peace in their mind and heart and to help them create space of peace during this month. As this short five-letter word peace contains an immense inner and outer work, which is a challenge for our will and the world, they would love to find more people in the community who resonate with peace and would like to work to build this as a reality for all of us. They invite all of you who aspire for peace both inwardly and outwardly to participate with them during this month in the coming future to see how we can actively work together to bring about change for Orville and the world. If this project speaks to you, if you have any offering or feel drawn to work or something, or if you're interested to collaborate in some way, please contact them at unitypavilion@orville.org. Orville Health Center is happy to inform us that a free diabetic and hypertension camp with free Aravind eye checkup will be held on Friday, 28th of August, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. with important features: consultation free, second lab investigation consensual rates, and third medicine session rate. Yahalom invites us on exploring meditation on Thursdays from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. and saying witnessing our inner world using different meditation techniques that were used by spiritual traditions around the world. No previous experiences is needed. And first session starts this Thursday. Savitri Bhavan, tonight at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Love and Death, a narrative poem by Sri Aurobindo based on paintings by Priti Ghosh, and films by Manohar Fedele, Ashok Kumar Acharya, Arvind Aki and others. Reading by Christoph Pitoff and music by Sunil. In Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, this week they are contemplating all children protagonist series. Tonight at 8 p.m. we will see Forbidden Games, made in France in 1952 by director René Clément. Tomorrow they will screen Sundance and Cybele, made in France in 1962 by director Serge Bergeron. And on Wednesday we will see Landscape in the Mist, made in Greece, France and Italy in 1988 by director Theodoros Angelopoulos. And from the words of the Mother, volume 14, we read: the soul is that which comes out of the divine without ever leaving him and goes back to him without ever ceasing from manifestation. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.